Hello and welcome to Charity Chat. I'm your host, Rachel Conroy. We sat down with David Michael, CEO and co-founder of Swift Aid, to talk about Gift Aid and some important deadlines that are coming up for charities. As we approach the end of the tax year in the UK, there is estimated to be over £500 million in unclaimed gift aid that could make a huge difference to charities. That's why Swift Aid have launched the Great Gift Aid Hunt, providing charities with the opportunity to claim as much gift aid as they can. The deadline is the 26th of April, so take a moment to think about how you could be maximising your gift aid claims. This episode of Charity Chat has been brought to you by our platinum sponsor, Work for Good. Work for Good is a fundraising platform helping businesses to raise funds for charities through their sales. The platform makes the legal agreement needed for businesses to fundraise from sales quick and simple, saving charities time and resource and enabling them to raise more unrestricted income. Pop to www.workforgood.co.uk to learn more and book a free demo. Here is David. Hi there, I'm very happy today to be joined by David Michael, CEO and co-founder of Swift Aid, to discuss the upcoming gift aid deadlines. How are you today, David?
I'm good, thank you, Rachel. Yeah, nice to meet you.
Brilliant. Well, we're very happy to have you on the show today. And with my research into this topic, I think it's very pertinent for a lot of our listeners. So I'm hoping that they'll find this a very interesting episode to listen to. So can you just start by telling us a bit about your background and what led you?
Yeah, so we created Swift Aid because there's £500 million that's missed every single year that should go to charity. And there's ways around automating processes that otherwise would take a lot of effort, you know, with paper, signing forms, gift aid declarations. And by removing that process and making it easier for individuals to make more of a difference when they donate to charity.
Brilliant. And why do you think a gift aid is so important for charities?
Well, I think it's fundamental that, you know, I think it's great that the government realize that charities really do help society, and the more money they get, the more they can do. And it's just the fact that it is the individual's money that is going to the charity through gift aid. It's not a government grant, so it's they're in control to be able to give that to the charity, and it means that they can use that money to help more people. I think that's an amazing thing.
Brilliant. And what is the Great Gift Aid Hunt that you talk about at Swift Aid?
So what we've realised is that through the donor intermediary legislation that came in 2017, it allows us to create gift aid declarations on behalf of individuals to any charity they donate to. But that limitation on that is that we can only do that within the current tax year. So now we're getting towards the end of the tax year. We have quite a few, you know, sort of million donors on Swift Aid at the moment. And what we want to do is to get the donations in from the charities and see if we can, you know, these are donations without gift aid, and see if we can match that up with our database and create those gift aid declarations for them. So we're using an automated process to make sure we can get this money into the charity's pockets.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And what's the kind of feedback from charities been so far on this?
It's been really positive. If they were to do this themselves, you know, write to donors, ask for declarations, etc., it's a very low chance of that actually happening. And it's not really because the individual doesn't want to do it, it's because they have other things to do in their lives. And so by being able to automate this process, it just means that they can get that money while otherwise they wouldn't be able to get it.
Yeah, fantastic. So what do you think charities can be doing to make sure they're maximising the amount of gift aid they're unlocking? So how can charities make sure they are maximising the amount of gift aid that they're unlocking?
Well, first of all, what they can do is talk to us and see if we can find some more gift aid for them. All they need to do that is to complete a spreadsheet of donations that they don't have gift aid on, and provide that over to us. And where we can, we'll match that to our donors using information associated to that donation that we can then match to that individual, for example, their email address or some information on their card payment. So that's the easiest way charities can certainly get a hold of some extra gift aid without having to do too much work.
Brilliant. And are there any key deadlines that we're approaching that charities will need to be aware of when it comes to gift aid?
Yeah, so, you know, as I mentioned before, that, you know, we can only do this in the current tax year. So we need to get those donations in towards, I think the cutoff date is the 26th of April, the next tax year, because we need to send a statement to the donors informing them of the gift aid we've added on their behalf. So the 26th of April is the key, it's the absolute cutoff date. But as soon as possible, because, you know, there's, you know, time and effort, you know, involved. Not much, but there's also due diligence, you know, signing agreements, making sure that everything's done. And also, you don't want to be on the queue at the end of the year, hoping that it goes through. So that the sooner the better, really.
So how does the process work for you guys at Swift Aid?
Yeah, so the way we work is that when an individual makes a donation, say through JustGiving, they authorize Swift Aid to become a donor intermediary for that donor to give gift aid on their behalf during the tax year. And what that means is that we can then give those donations, declarations, attach them to donations to any charity during that tax year. But what we do is use key information like their email address, name and address, sort of link it to their card, something called payment account reference, which allows us to join the dots between the donation, the individual through some identifier, and to the authorization we have to create those gift aid declarations for that donor. And so by simply providing that list of donations with those identifiers in, we can then do a check against our system. We can even do like a quick match just to check to see if there is any gift aid we can match for the charity for free, and just to make sure that they're happy that there's some you know, some money at the end of the rainbow for them, you know, of going through this process very quickly and simply, just to say, yeah, we've got we estimate this amount from going through this process. And yes, and then what we do is send a statement to the individual at the end of the tax year to tell them the amounts of gift aid we've given on their behalf. So it helps them keep on top of things, their tax, making sure they've paid enough tax to cover any gift aid they've given. But also, you know, certainly for high rate taxpayers, it's really helpful, you know, that they can get a list of their donations they've made during the tax year and claim high rate relief to help them out. Certainly at this time is very helpful. So that's kind of how the process works end to end for the donor. And on the charity side, yeah, once we've received that gift aid spreadsheet, donation spreadsheet, not quite gift aid quite yet, but once we've got that spreadsheet, we can go through, do the check, make sure we've got the, you know, what we can match. But then what we do is then provide a report back to the charity itemizing exactly which donations have gift aid we found gift aid for, and then they can go back through their database, make sure that they mark those as gift aid as being collected for. And then only after they confirm that back to us, then we claim the gift aid. So that ensures that we don't do any double claiming on any donations, because that's a complete no-no. So so we take it very slowly. Well, it's not so necessarily slowly, but very efficiently, and take them through this process to make sure that we meet all the requirements from HMRC to make sure that gift aid goes through, you know, very seamlessly. And use this new technology in a way which allows us to maximize the gift aid with the least amount of effort.
Yeah, that sounds brilliant, David. And I love the kind of the both audiences that you're looking at, the donors themselves, but also the charities. And I think we all know, working in the charity sector, that donors are becoming even more savvy and they want to know exactly where everything's going. So I think that's a really great kind of solution for everyone too there. So why should people trust you guys at Swift Aid to do this for them?
Yeah, no, that's a very good question. I mean, from the get-go, we were backed with public money through Innovate UK. So we did a proof of concept with Visa and the Natural History Museum in 2018. And through that process, we worked closely with HMRC to make sure that what we did met their requirements. And we actually had a very successful proof of concept in, yeah, I think it was in November. We had a great day in Visa. I think there's a video online, so if anyone wants to have a look at in the old days what we were trying to do, then they're more than welcome to. But the at the end of that process, the Innovate UK helped us sort of demonstrate we can do this, and we can use data associated to payments to join that donation back to the donor. And that whole process, the record set, all that stuff required for audit was signed off by HMRC I think towards the end of January 2019. So that is where we started from. And then we just continue to work closely with charities, with the organizations within the third sector, and also HMRC directly, to continue to innovate, continue to try and make sure that we get this right and get as much money in for charity. Because it's not only about the money we're getting, which is missed, you know, there's over £500 million a year. So we want to get that into the charity's pockets. But there's also £180 million of gift aid that's claimed incorrectly, which is a liability on the donors. And it's important for charities to make sure that that isn't claimed. I think, you know, the goal with the £500 million is much more than the £180 million, and therefore, you know, it's good that we're trying to do this, and charities should certainly be happy with us trying to make sure the process is as good as it can be, because they certainly wouldn't want the liabilities going back on the donors to have to cover the tax if they don't have enough to cover. So yeah, I mean, that is a lot of the trust comes from working closely with HMRC and from public funding. The other side of it is that we take sort of data really seriously, data security, and we're ISO accredited 27001, which is like information security, sort of recognized international ISO certified, lots of audits, etc., to make sure that we've got the best processes in house, that we can look after people's data. The charity's data is extremely important that we do so, but we're also certified for business continuity as well, to make sure that we don't lose the data, you know, because you've got some quite strict record keeping requirements on data being used for claiming tax relief, you know, 6 years. So all those processes need to be in place, working and monitored. And so that's the sort of other side of what we do, is that trust aspect of making sure data is where it should be and that no one else has it.
Yeah, brilliant. And yeah, well, that video sounds interesting as well. So hopefully some of our listeners can find that as a follow-up if they want to find out more as well.
Yeah, I can drop you over a link, I'm sure. If it's still there, I'll find it for you.
Brilliant. Thanks, David. And so why do you think a solution like this hasn't come up before?
I think there was a number of challenges. I think from my understanding is that there was a call for a universal gift aid declaration database. This is probably about 10 years ago now, where there was an effort in the industry, in the third sector, to try and make it so that there was a single place to look up a gift aid declaration to make sure that someone has paid enough tax, etc., and given authority to do so. But it was then who's responsible for that data, and who's going to build that system. And I think, you know, there was a request to HMRC to build it, and they said no, and no one else has come up with a solution to do so. And so I think we were quite opportune on our time of when we came out, that the donor intermediary legislation came out to allow us to make those declarations for other people. So rather than having to change anything within legislation in order to operate, everything was just there as we turned up, which was very lucky. And so I think, yeah, that's the key thing, is trying to develop something within the current legislation and guidelines initially, to make sure that we can create something and we're not held up by having to have decisions by ministers and it go through Parliament. And also with the GDPR side of things coming along at the same sort of time, we had to make sure that what we built was something that complied with GDPR, you know, very strictly. And is the combination of the legislation and the GDPR requirements meant that we had a very clear guidance as to how we had to implement this. And then, you know, I think it's not only technically and legally how you build it, but it's also the collaborations we can, you know, we've managed to build, and some amazing companies in the industry, such as Just Giving, who without their help we wouldn't be able to do half as much as what we're doing now. So you know, it's collaboration, it's being upfront with people, being transparent, being inclusive, and just talking with HMRC from the get-go. You know, going away, making a solution, coming back, showing HMRC, and then they go, no, that isn't going to work, because you just feel sad. But what, if you go to them,
most
early,
people feel sad when they're dealing with HMRC.
Well, they shouldn't. Yeah, there's some great guys there. But if you go to them early and tell them what you want to do first, and then they can originally, you know, they can initially come back and say, well, have you considered this X, Y, Z? And then you can come back and answer those questions. Then you've got a lot. Much better chance of coming out with something that's compliant with HMRC requirements than just building it and hoping. The other thing is, I think there's a lot of challenges around knowing how to deal with HMRC, and I think that's what we've built through our experience. Is it's not a matter of going to them and asking, "We've built this. Is this okay?" Because that doesn't really, they can't say yes. Well, they can say yes, but what they can't do is, they can't assure anything from an external party. They cannot say HMRC approved. It just doesn't exist. But what you can do is create something that appears to comply, and you can get things like that in writing. And that's the important thing, is to be extremely open with them, extremely clear as to what you're doing, what your goals are, how it's going to operate, what the user flows are, how it's going to impact everything. And when you do that, then you can create something that, which they would, sign off, but they wouldn't approve. They would never approve anything. But they would be happy with the way it's being operated. When you're being very open with them. I hope I'm not speaking out of turn with HMRC at all. But that's our experience of how we've operated. And I think just being open about our experiences hopefully will help others as well in navigating this journey. You know, making sure that we create something that benefits everyone really in society.
Yeah, definitely. And it's like being solution focused as well, isn't it? Like you said, and working, sounds like you've worked very collaboratively with them, which I think is a really positive thing for people to hear as well.
Yeah, no, I mean, they are great. When you do want to sort of get some answers for certain things, you can go to them, ask them, can we do this? And they will come back and say yes or no. And that's the best way of working with them, I feel, sometimes, is just to be completely straight open, can we do this? Because if they say no, then you refine it and you go back again, you know. But try and be efficient, but don't keep asking them questions. But you know, just be open and progressive, I feel, is probably the best way of doing it. I mean, we do also work quite closely with others in the sector. There's the Future Gift Aid, which is headed up by the Charity Tax Group, and sort of Richard Bray, who's the lead on this piece of work from that side of things. The work we're doing there is also really interesting. We're looking at linking to personal tax accounts, you know, potentially checking if someone's got enough tax to cover before we claim gift aid. These are all things which are in the future. We don't have these things yet, but we'd also need to make sure that, you know, individuals are happy with that sort of process. But I think if you could get it to a point where they no longer have to worry if they have enough tax to cover, and that HMRC won't come back and knock on their door, I think that would give a lot of peace of mind to individuals, you know, remove that liability in a different way. So I think, yeah, there's lots of things that need work. There's gift aid is quite a wide and complicated process, especially with all the different donation methods. So it's just a matter of tackling these one by one. But I think the biggest opportunity right now we've recognized is, you know, with the great gift aid, you know, great gift aid hunt, the gift aid finder we've got, to be able to try and get this money to charities as soon as possible. And that's the key thing here, is just to make sure we don't miss out, because if we go into the next tax year, you know, charities may have 4 years to go back and claim that gift aid, but it's so much harder when you have to go and ask someone to sign a document or even just reply back to an email. You know, it's not easy. And yeah, that's the reason why we're going for this push right now, you know, and that's why it's important to try and get something done before this date ends, even just find out what we're doing. You know, it'd be great to talk to anyone, you know, that's how you make something, is to work closely with charities, with others, and make sure that what we're making meets their requirements. You know, we've had a few really helpful charities who's working through the kinks with us in the first place, you know, and just making sure that this meets their requirements, you know, the processes we're putting in place. And if we can't do that, then it just means you're going to have a not very good product at the end of it. But because we've got this help and support through these collaborative partners and initial customers, it just means that we can work to create something really seamless and easy to use.
Yeah, fantastic. And as you said, David, the key up-and-coming deadline for this year is so important, because from my side, on the fundraising side, you know, we're always looking forward. It's so much harder to look back, and you've got your new targets for the new year, and going back can be such a nightmare as well, as you said. But also, clearly what you're doing is you're doing a lot of work in the future. So even if organizations think, oh, maybe we're not quite there for this year, at least they know you're there, and there's other opportunities in the future as well.
Yeah, because we want to make the Great Gift Aid Hunt a yearly annual campaign. You know, if this year we're very much focused on charities, sort of getting the message out to charities. We haven't done hardly any donor focused sort of campaigning, because we have the donors already through our great relationships with our partners. And so we want to use that data we have and those authorizations we have right now, because that can mean millions of pounds going to charity that otherwise wouldn't. But next year, you know, we want to do a bigger push, and also start pushing donors as well, because wouldn't it be great if they could just very quickly check to see if they can add more gift aid to charity and come up with a campaign and a single voice by charities to say, go and do this. This is brilliant. This is really helping us, and it doesn't cost you a penny. So, you know, if we can build up this process and build up the momentum of this campaign on an annual basis, you know, naturally, because of the end of the tax year, I think is a great time to do it. But yeah, you know, if charities don't have time now, that's absolutely fine. But it'd be great if they wanted to reach out, even just to say, look, that, you know, we don't have time now, but yeah, maybe next year. But the earlier you get on board, the better, you know, especially if you can get in before, you know, the end of this tax year, you know, in April, then that's absolutely the best. But if you can't, then that's fair enough. And just reach out and have a chat. You know, we're always happy to let people know what we're doing and how we can work together.
Well, brilliant. Thanks so much, David. It's been really interesting to hear. And I think our listeners will take a lot from this episode in terms of how they look at their gift aid and what they do this month and in all the future years as well.
Yeah, no, thank you. No, it's been a real pleasure. This is my first podcast. So, it's been exciting. And I really appreciate being asked to sort of come and chat about some of these things we work on.
Yeah, first of many, I'm sure, David. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Big thank you to David for sharing his expertise on both gift aid and technology to show just how important it is for your organisation to be maximising its gift aid claims. With the cost of living continuing to rise, it's important that charities can increase their income without putting additional financial strain on their donors. Now, more than ever, it's vital to claim gift aid to support the causes that need it most. SwiftAid have come to market to smartly use their expertise to create a user-friendly, compliant and HMRC-approved system to make it easy for charities to maximise their gift aid claims. Remember, the deadline for the Great Gift Aid Hunt is the 26th of April, so see what you can do before then, as it's much harder to retrospectively claim gift aid in a subsequent tax year. So thank you for listening to Charity Chat. We would love to hear your thoughts on this episode or any other of our episodes. You can find us on Twitter or LinkedIn, or email us on charitychatpodcast@gmail.com. Please do also like and subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode, and share with any colleagues or friends who may be interested. It's just left for me to thank our corporate sponsors. This episode of Charity Chat has been brought to you by our platinum sponsor, Work for Good. Work for Good is a fundraising platform helping businesses raise funds for charities through their sales. The platform makes the legal agreement needed for businesses to fundraise from sales quick and simple, saving charities time and resource and enabling them to raise more unrestricted income. Pop to www.workforgood.co.uk to learn more and book a free demo. I'd also like to thank Magda Askamit for our beautiful website. Check it out at charitychat.org.uk, and Forrester Falls for playing throughout the show and for playing sound out. I've been your host, Rachel Conroy. Thank you again for listening.